Intermission? Intermission is going to be after we finish Asti Rivadai.
Isaac is the one that says this. Not me. I never even brought it up. Isaac is the one that stopped mentioning it.
He's really...
All right, so the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Vav Mebeis. So the Gemara tried to bring a raya for Tzatzal Kohen from Kaf HaTzachar Min HaMinuyin. So if one of the sheep that was already counted jumps back into the deer, so the Gemara says Kulam Pturim. Okay, so all of the entire pen, the entire flock is now Pater from Maaser Behema. So the Gemara asked the Kashan, the Gemara says, why does that make sense? Right? You should be Ma'aser, just be Yotzei Min HaSafek. The Tanan, Kavat Echa Min HaMinuyin, Tochen Kulam Pturim. V'yisok Adaitach Tzveika, Vay Yisurei, La'aser Min Manavshach. Why don't you just be Ma'aser Min Manavshach? Di Bar Chiyuba, who shop your Ma'aser, if you're Bar Chiyuba, then it'll be Chal. V'ilab Bar Chiyuba, Nithar Min HaRoi. If you're not a Bar Chiyuba, then you're Potter anyway. Damarava, Min HaRoi, Potter. So why shouldn't you be masters? The Gemara says, "Asiri vaday, Amar Achmanav lo asiri safek." So you should only you only have a chiyuv when it's asiri vaday. But any times it's a safek chiyuv. So a safek chiyuv is already a vaday non chiyuv. Okay, so you need a din vaday. So Tosas asks the kashan. Tosas says, "Well, in general, we say you have a din of bittel beruv. So why don't you say over here that this one said that jumped out of the." Of the minion, so we'll say that's batel beruv with the 100 other ones that are still not muzer yet. So it's kavatz kulam peturin tema be batel beruv of lichayev kulam meiser. Okay, so why don't we say batel beruv and Tosos leaves it betzarachim? So it seems to be a very good question. So Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz picks up on Tosos kasha, and Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz says that it's din drabanan. Yesh koach biad chachamim lachar davar min haTorah b'sheva taisa. So mido writes there is a din bittel. Just midraban on the chachamim were okay the din daraisa b'shev al tase.
Who said this?
That Tosaf min haparetz. So the Ritva is very unhappy, and the Ritva says, "Bame don amurim that chazal or the rabbanim are willing to be okay davar min haTorah b'shev al tase. That's for a geder or a siyug when there's some constructive purpose with being okay the davar min haTorah. So it could be okay tkiyas shofar on Shabbos that someone's not going to violate yitzia midaraisa." But what's the purpose of being oker the Beitel Berov over here? So the Ritva says clearly that can't be what's that play. So the Ritva himself argues that no, this is a special gzeres hakasuv of asiri vaday v'lo asiri safik. And when you have a gzeres hakasuv, you can't be somechan rov. Why not? So la vaday dafidu tema d'bali chayim ba'am avetili midaraisa. Even if in general you have Beitel Berov, hachal obatil. Because you have this gzeres hakasuv of asiri vaday v'asiri safek, so therefore bittel berov isn't going to be effective. That's the argument of the Ritva. Now Tosaf Rosh is a very...
You ask why is not bittel berov it doesn't work against a
gzeres
hakasuv, and you
said because it's gzeres hakasuv. No. Sorry. Yesh koach b'yach chachamim lachar davar min haTorah b'sheva taisa is only going to be implemented when it's constructive. That was supposed to be in Paris, and the Ritva said, here it's not constructive. So why are we not Samechan Rov over here? So Ritva says, the Gzeres HaKasuv of Asiri Vadev lo Asiri Safek overrides the Din Bittel. Okay? So first of all, this seems to...
Rich. Saying that Asiri Vadev lo Asiri Safek?
The Ritva?
Supposed
to be in Paris?
That's whatever. Is he saying that's only...
One's French and one's Italian.
Is he saying it's only Dindra Bana?
What?
Is Asiri Vade then only
Dindrabanan?
Like, what does that mean? They were
Midrabanan, they were Oker, the Dindaraisa Bittel.
Through
Yesh Koach, the Chum have the Koach to be Oker, Dindaraisa. Just like you have a Chiv Daraisa on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah to blow shofar, the Chum have the power to tell you don't do it.
So, what did the Torah mean when it said Asiri Vade lo Asiri Safek?
So, it meant that really you could be Somechan Rov, and Rov would create a Din Vadai. That's how Tosaf Min HaParetz understands it. So Chachamim came along and the Chachamim said, we're not going to be so Mechan Rov here. But according to the Ritva, you have a much bigger Chiddush. According to the Ritva, Midoraisa, Rov doesn't get you to be Vadai. Or Rov doesn't get you what you need for Asiri Vadai below Asiri Safek.
But in general, Rov would make it Vadai, it's here now.
That's what it seems.
But this is an exception to all other Rovs.
That's what it seems like over here. I'll say Tosaf Rosh, and then you can tell me if you think that point still stands. Tosaf Rosh also raises this question, And he says, Afa pisha parash min arov, asiri safek mikri. Ela sha Torah hitira safek zebi isurin, v'napach ha'isr leheter al yedei bitol berov. Aval kan lo nafik michlal safek asiri. So the Ritva has a bit of a different emphasis. The Ritva seems to say a general din. Tosafot Rosh has a general claim to make about the din of bittul berov, and that is every case of rov only gets to you to safek. So whenever you need a din vaday, rov will not be sufficient. So it's not that there's a gzeiras hakasuv in this case that's overriding the regular din of rov. It's that rov in general only gets you safek. You could rely on it. But it gets you. You could rely on it, but it's still a suffix. In our case, you need certitude. Rove never gets you certitude. Now, the Ritva seemed to have a bit of a different emphasis. The Ritva was saying that over here you have a gzeiras hakasuv that tells you you can't be somech on Rove. So it might be an important nafkamina with respect to Yosef's point. The Tosafot Rosh is making a general claim about Rove. The Ritva is not necessarily making a general claim. He's saying when you have the gzeiras hakasuv over here, it's telling you that you can't be somech on rov. So nafka mina be, let's say other cases, when you're somech on rov, could you claim that you have a din vaday? According to the Rosh, you can't. All it is a matir, the Torah tells you that you could move forward with this operative assumption. According to the Ritva, maybe you could. You could say that rov is a din vaday, unless the Torah tells you that you can't be somech on it in this case. Okay, so it could be that the Ritva and the Rosh have two different conceptions of how the gzeiras hakasuv is being megala something about rov.
How do you
feel about the Ritva's lashon? What? The Ritva's lashon is just that, hacha lo batil, there's no bitl b'rov here. Mishum dam rachman asiri vadev lo asiri safek. It sounds like the gzeiras hakasuv is being docha the din bitl. According to the Rosh, there's never a din dichia. According to the Rosh, rov in general never gets you vadai. And over here, there is a din bitl b'rov, but bitl b'rov isn't sufficient for asiri vadev lo asiri safek. Here? You somewhat here? You here with the latest Asafik?
I'm not sure why his formulation is.
Because in our case, we're clearly. Is there a Din Bittel Barov here? So I would say, yeah, there's Rov, and there's a Din Bittel Barov. It's just that that's not sufficient l'inyan Maiser Behema.
Right, so is he saying it's not sufficient because.
The Ritva says Lobatil.
I'm saying, is he saying it's not sufficient because.
He's not saying it's not sufficient, he's saying there's no Din Bittel. Now you're here with a rov, with a dos. Anyway, so I think that's a very important difference between the Ritva and Tosafot Rosh. Now we pointed out in Shir that the Rosh is the Baal Ashita in Chulin, who thinks that let's say you have a taroves, and you have nafal Israel toch a taroves. So the Rosh, the Machokas in the Rosh and the Rashba, whether you could eat the entire taroves or only miktsasa. So the Rosh thinks you could eat the entire taroves, including the Chetzah Shel Iser, that was nafal l'socho, because according to the Rosh, nepach iser leheter. So if you just had that Rosh in Chulin, I would have said, the Rosh is telling us a chiddush about the metaphysics of bittul berov. The rov has the power to totally transform the mira iser. But the Rosh in our sugya is clearly telling you that there's still a suffix about the status of the iser. So isn't that a stira? Isn't it a stira to maintain that you could eat a Chetzah Shel Iser and yet to still hold that there's a suffix as to whether or not this is a Dvar Iser? So we said no. Pipashtus, you would have said that. But you can't, because the Tosafot Rosh in our Sugya explicitly says Nepach Iser Leheter. So Al Karchach, what you see is that the Rosh holds that the Din of Bittul Berov Nepach Iser Leheter is not a metaphysical claim about transforming Iser Leheter. It's a Din in how you're Nohig with the Iser. The Torah's Matir, you would eat an Iser in the context of Rov. But the Torah never says that the Isser doesn't exist. So even though Nepach Isser Leheter, that's only with respect to how Halacha treats it, not with respect to the annihilation of the actual Chetzah Shel Iser. That's clearly what you see with putting together the Rosh and Chulin with the Tosafot Rosh over here. What? The Rosh in Chulin is Perek Zayin, Simen Lamed Zayin. It's a long, long piece.
So I forget about that.
What?
I
think it's a kafadinya.
Except that he says nepach iser leheter.
In Chulin. or here. Right, so he would have to nepach isra leheter with respect to how we conduct ourselves.
Isn't that not right?
What?
When it says like nepach isra leheter, that seems to be a din in the object, not a din in how we're knowing.
Okay. It's true. But it's clearly what he's saying. Because he's still saying there's a latest, he's still saying there's a suffix about it. It's just an operative halacha.
Also, his lashon right before that is
okay.
It says parasha asiri safek asiri safek mikri ela shatora hetira safek that be
sure. Right, it's clear that's what he's getting at.
It's still a chetushol, sir. If the Torah says you're allowed to eat
right.
this,
so the chiddush is not in having to reread the Tosfos Rosh here. The chiddush is rereading the Rosh in Chulin. That even when the Rosh says nepach hisra leheter in Chulin, he only means it in that the Torah tells us to operate this way.
Yeah.
We'll see. The Shmaitz has a very similar approach to Rov.
Does work or Rov does work?
What? The Rosh says Rov works. Rov works to allow you to eat the entire Tarovest, even though you know there's a vade chatzah shalaser.
I meant by
Bechor. The Rosh seems to be saying that Rov does work. It's just not sufficient to create din vaday. Good. Akolpanim, the Rashba disagrees with the Rosh, and the Rashba thinks that when you have a tarobes, you can't eat the entire thing. Because you at least have to have some possibility that you're not eating the actual chefza shalitzer. So you could explain this this machlokes in our sugya between Tosos Rina Peretz, let's say, and the Ritva and Tosa Rosh, as being a shayla about how strong Rov is. Or you could explain it as a machlokas as to what the requirements are le'inyan ma'aser behema being a din vaday. There are sometimes in halacha where even if you could be machriya safik, so when you need a din vaday, it means that you have to know that there's a certain stature to this object. This person is the president. If you could say that, oh, he's safik president, so then he never really gets that status because you could always look at him with the latest safik. So sometimes in order for something to be what it is, it has to have a vadai stature, and rov won't be sufficient. So whenever you talk about rov, you have to mechalek between two different questions. One question is the question of, is rov being mevarer the mitzias, or is rov simply an hugga about how we're able to interact with the mitzias? Okay, like we just saw with the rush. Another shaila is whether or not when we have this rov, when we're using this rov, so do we hold that there was still a latest hasafik about this case? Okay, so for example, a lot of the issues in rov depend on the actual circumstances surrounding it. So a lot of Rishonim believe that whenever you're sumich on rov, there's a proviso of efshar levar tzarach levar. If you're able to mevar the mitzias, you can't be sumich on rov. So why is that? So the rav used to say apparently that's because rov is only a hanhaga. The Torah is allowing you to act a certain way. And the Torah is only going to allow you to act a certain way if you have no other choice. But if Rov is really a Birur, and Rov is being Levar the Mitzias, so then Efshar Levar ain't Sarach Levar, because the Rov itself is already Levar the case. So for example, in a Miut, Sheino Matsui, where you might say Efshar Levar ain't Sarach Levar, so you say that's because now Rov is functioning as a Birur. The same with Davar Sheish Lamatir. You can't be Samech on Rov when you have a davar sheyesh lamatirin, when it could become mutter. So the Rav is saying that's all talian, whether you view Rov as a hanhaga, whether you view Rov as a birur. But we are suggesting that maybe there are two separate questions. One is the shaila of Rov being machriya b'toras birur b'toras hanhaga. Then you have a separate shaila as to when you're using this Rov, was there a latest asafik? So it could be that the Torah is being mevara the mitzias, but the Torah is being mevara the mitzias with a latest asafik. So the illustration is actually quite intuitive. Anytime you get on a plane, so there's a latest asafik that things will go wrong. There's a small probability, but the probability exists. There's a suffix as to whether it's safe. At the same time, you're walking on the plane bebirur with a certain knowledge, with a certain certitude, that things will be okay. Otherwise it'd be irrational for you to get on the plane. Unless you like living life in suspense. But the point is that there's definitely a latest asafik here. And afal pichein, you could say that there's a birur that you're making a rational, safe decision. Right? So Leidus HaSafek per se is not inconsistent with saying that the Rove itself is functioning as a Birur. So we just pointed...
I wasn't here, but then really what you're doing is redefining what Birur means,
right? Birur means that you have knowledge. You know with certitude.
Sure.
But there are times you can know with certitude when there is still a suffix about it.
I think we originally assumed that Birur meant 100% certitude.
No,
like,
so Birur means that the Torah is saying this is okay. This is, we've clarified the ambiguities. Right? So when you have 99%, when you have 99 sheep that are chayv and maaser, and one of them is potter, so every time the sheep walk through, you could say, I'm a vayer with respect to this one that it's chayv. Right? But that doesn't necessarily preclude the fact that there is still a latest asafik. It just allows me to be a vayer every time. Good. So he just pointed out that when it comes to kol mumchin, when it comes to rov mumchin etzel shchita, so the ra'ah transforms that into saying akol mumchin etzel shchita, because the ra'ah is essentially saying that once we're so mechan rov, there's no more latest asafik. Everyone's a mumcha with respect to shchita. But the Rashba says no. It means rov mitzuyin etzel shchita. Even though we can be so mechan rov, afal bichin, there's still a latest asafik when you're so mechan. We have a very parallel discussion when it comes to the Machlokes. The Rashba. We have a very parallel discussion when it comes to the din of Safik Daraisa Lechumra or Safik Daraisa Lekula. It's the Rambam's of the opinion that even though in general we say Safik Daraisa Lechumra, that Chumra is only a din Drabanan. Midaraisa, the Torah allows you to be Mekil. Right? Safik go Lahakil. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Timas Meis, Paraktas Halachi Yedbeis. For example, the Rambam says that all these seikos are really midaraisa lahakel, just for machmir midrabanan. So the Rashba, who argues on the Rambam, the Ravid there also argues on the Rambam, but the Rashba in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Gimel, so he comments on the Gemara that says that the Gemara says mamzer vaday v'lo mamzer safek. Only someone who is known with certitude to be a mamzer is aser lava b'kal, but mamzer safek is muter lava b'kal. So the Rashba says, well, why do I need Gzeiras HaKasuv to tell me that Mamzer Safik is Mutter? According to the Rambam, Midaraisa, every Safik is Mutter. So Al-Karchach, the only reason why you need Gzeiras HaKasuv to tell you that it's Mutter is because in general, without this Gzeiras HaKasuv, it would have been Aser. So you see, Safik Daraisa is Midaraisa L'chumra. And it's only when the Torah is Matir Safik explicitly that you could be so Mechel Kula. Now I'll just point out, it's interesting that the Rashba in Kiddushin there says that it wasn't that the Rambam was ignoring this Gemara. The Rambam Gufa saw this Gemara as being the source that every Safik Daraisa is Daraisa Lakula. The Torah is telling you that Mamzer Safik is Mutalav Bakal. So Rambam says, oh, that's the Torah Lashitaso that every Safik is Lakula. But the Rashba says, no. The fact that you need Xeris HaKasav in this instance shows you that without this instance, or in general, you're going Lachumra. Okay, so it's seems to me machlokas whether to see the case of mamzer as a rule, as the rule, as establishing the general principle as being an exception.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Perek Tes, Halach Yid Beis. Got it? Good. That's the machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam. So Pnei Yeshua on the Gemara there, and Dafayin Gimel. So he says, I'll give you a solution for the Rambam. Now, again, you don't really need a solution. You could have just said, like the Rashba said for the Rambam, that this is the general principle. Mamzer Safik is Mutter because every Safik Daraisa is Mutter. But the Pnei Yeshua suggests that the reason why you need a Gzeiras HaKasuv to tell you that Mamzer Vadai, below Mamzer Safik, is Aser, is because even if you had Dinim, like Rov and Chazaka, which in general would tell you that this is a Mamzer Vadai, so Rov is telling us this guy is a Mamzer. So now you assume he's a Mamzer. So the Pnei Yeshua is telling us that the Gzeiras HaKasuv is here to tell us that even if you have Klali HaChra telling you that he is a Mamzer, and Api Klali HaChra, we're going to say he's a Mamzer Vadai, or he's most probably a Mamzer, Afal Pichin, the Torah is telling you Mamzer Vadai below Mamzer Safik. You actually need certitude, and it's not sufficient to be Somechan Ruv or Chazaka. So that argument to the Pnei Yeshua is very parallel to the suggestion of the Ritva and the Tosfos Rashi in Ar Sugya. They're saying that even though you have Rov, when you need a Din Vadai, Rov is insufficient. Okay. That's the argument of the Pnei Yeshua.
Does he mention our Sugya?
What?
Does he mention our Sugya?
Does the Pnei Yeshua mention our Sugya? I don't think he does. But we'll see a lot of the Achronim connect the two Dinim. Good? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Shut Tinyana Simon Kuvches. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger was asked, what's the difference between the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Asiri Vade Vlo Asiri Safik, and the din of Safik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar? Gemara in Sota and Gemara in a bunch of places has a limud Yafusa from Sota to Tumah. And tell Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYachid is Tameh. If you're not sure whether something is Tumah Bereshus HaYachid, so we're machriya that it's Tameh. It's a din daraisa, Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYachid Tameh. And then we also learn out as a corollary that Safik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim is Tar.
Would the Rambam agree to that?
The Rambam agrees to that. Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYachid Tameh. It's Gzeres HaKasav. Doraisa. Right, because over there it's Gzeres HaKasav. Special din in Tumah. And the Yafusa from Sota. So, one second. So, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that there's, or the person who asked him points out that the Tosefta holds that even though Safik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar, let's say you have a rove of Tameh in Bereshus HaRabim. So you have nine shratim that are Tameh and one that's Tar. So the Tosefta says, even though Safik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar, if you have a rove Bereshus HaRabim, it's Tameh. So how come with respect to Asiri Vadev Lo Asiri Safik, rove is insufficient? I said, what's the distinction between Tumah and Asiri Vadev Lo Asiri Safik? That was the question that was posed to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger first responds, he gives three answers. His first answer is no. Safik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar is a special halacha. And this is a shaila already in Tosfos. What's the afusa? Is the afusa that Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYachid is Tameh and Memela we assume Safik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar? Or is Safik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar part of the actual limud from Sota? So for example, Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYachid Tameh, we're going to say maybe even if you have a rove to be metaher in Rosh Hashayachid, any suffix in Rosh Hashayachid is Tameh. But if the suffix Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar is not part of the limud, it's just a corollary of not learning out suffix Tumah Bereshus HaYachid Tameh, or it's just implicit in suffix, in it's implicit in the limud of suffix Tumah Bereshus HaYachid Tameh, then that's only true if it's a suffix that's machza machza. If it's a totally open suffix, so then we'll say suffix Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar. It's not that there's a din that any safek has to be tar b'rishus harabim. That's a din for b'rishus hayachid. So mele, if you have a rove b'rishus harabim, it will be samech on the rove, not be samech on the din of safek tumah b'rishus harabim tar. Clear? First answer, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The second answer is phenomenal. Here, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mechalik between how you're using the rove. In general, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, in general, inyan tuma. So you're right. Rove is not going to give you a din vadai suffik tuma versus rabim tahar. The shaila is, if you're being somech on the rove with respect to one area of the halacha, where we are somech on the rove, then once the rove with respect to halacha A defines this as being part of the rove, then even with respect to halacha B, where you're not somech on rove, nonetheless we're going to carry over the halacha from A. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, even though with respect to Safik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar, we're not Somech on Rove, since you're already invoking the Rove, Le'inyan, Hilchos Machalos Asuros, let's say you have nine Tzvardeim in a Bereshus HaRabim. What? Yeah. So since we're already Machriya, Le'inyan, Hilchos Machalos Asuros, that they're Treif, so Mimela, we're going to carry over that rove, L'inyan, Hilchos, Tumah V'Tara as well. But if the suffix was only with respect to Tumah and Tara, not with respect to Machalos Asuros, then it would have said suffix Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tar. So it's a Bam Chiddush. Once we're invoking rove, L'inyan, Machalos Asuros, B'Toras Vadai, so we're going to extend that Hachra into Hilchos, Tumah V'Tara as well. I can't be Machalik between different Tchumim of Halacha and say we're going to use rove, L'inyan this and not rove, L'inyan that. So Akiva Eiger says that's what's happening exactly in the sugya of Asiri Vadev Lo Asiri Safik. Since with respect to Maitzer Behema, there's no other Safik. The only Safik is with respect to Chiyav Maitzer. So Akiva Eiger says that we're not gonna be machriya based off rov because Asiri Vadev Lo Asiri Safik. If there already was, if there was another latest asafik where we had to invoke Rove, then we would say that Rove creates a din vaadai. So Rebbe Kivyeger brings a raya from a asafik trefa. So is there any other suffix over here? What's the nafkamina of this thing jumping back into the deer other than l'inyan meiser behema? So for example, Rebbe Kivyeger gives an example.
Only kosher, so we wouldn't apply Rove.
One second, let me give you an example. So Rebbe Kivyeger says, let's see, the whole din that something is not a trefa is really just being somech on Rove. Being somech on Rove, but this is not a, there's no sircha. Now, a trefa is not kosher for meiser behema. So if you need a siri vada v'lo siri safek, and Rove doesn't work linen meiser behema, then every said that comes through the shar is really a safek trefa, safek eno trefa. And since we can't use Rove linen meiser behema, so you say that each one is pater because it's safek trefa. It's not a vada kasher. So Kivyeger says no. Since with respect to the trefa we have to machriya the safek linen hilchos trefos. Right, we would allow you to eat it. So we're using Rove with respect to Machalos Asuros. Once we're using it with respect to Machalos Asuros, so now this seh is a din vadai kasher when it walks through the shar. So that hachrav din vadai carries over l'inyan ma'aser behema, but only because we invoked it already for Hilchos Trefos.
Or has another seh.
This is with respect to the sircha. But with respect to kafatz, echa min aminuyin, there's no other safek about it leaving. The only suffix is with respect to Maaser Behema. That's his assumption.
Well, why wouldn't it be a suffix when he has a sircha? Therefore, it's treif, and therefore, you don't include it in the bechor.
No, but the suffix of the sircha is not gonna, is not, is, isn't, the suffix of the sircha doesn't emerge from it jumping out of the deer. The suffix here is a function of whether maybe it's already kadosh.
What I mean is that if you have an animal that's treif, do you count it as for Maaser?
No.
So then, just like this, you had kavatz. One of them jumped in. We don't know which one it is that jumped into the deer. So
that's not a relevant suffix. The suffix of the sircha is not relevant to kafatz echam and aminuyin. The suffix of sircha is relevant to whether or not this is a treifel inyan meiser behema. I'm already machriya that in hochas machalos asura says kasher.
So we see that we rely on Rove when it comes to
when you need to use it for some other area of halacha. So just like the Shrutz and Birshas Rabim, since I'm machriya that the Rove of Artame with respect to Machalos Asuras, Memela, the Rove of Artame, Lelenyan Tum of Atar also. Since I have to be Samechan Rove to be Matir of the Sirchas, Memela, I'm Samechan Rove to be Matir of the Sirchas, Lelenyan Meiser Behema also.
So then, which cases get? Meaning, as long as he has Machalos Asuras, that's the only place where Rove applies? And
no, so he goes to another one. So he has another Shaila. Why do you ever have a din of Kahal Vadai? How do you ever have a case of somebody who's Vadai Kasher as part of the Kahal? After all, the din that this is the father of a child is only based off Rov Bilos Hochan Acharav. So if you need a din of Kohol Vadai, which is a higher standard than just being Somech on Rov, then how do you ever have Kohol Vadai? Our Cheskas Kashis is only Rov Bilos Acharav. So you should never have Kohol Vadai, just like you never have Asiri Vadai with Rov. So Rebbe Kivyeger says no. Since, here's his formulation, Lofi Devarenu Nicha Demiad. I'll read this question even. Was them Yushav Mad the Kashali Lakhor Lashitazu the Rovlo Mikri Vadai, Echmatsinu Kal Vadai, the Lo Yavo, Halo Have Vadai, never have Kal Vadai. The Shema Zinsa Imov, Lo Have Rak Rov Bilos Achar Abal. And that's not Vadai. He says, no, I can't answer that. Lofidvarenu Nicha, the Miyad Tichishanolad, done in the Kamad Dvarmim, who Beno Shal Zeh Bal Imo, the Kivan de Chzaknos of Mikacha Rov Lubino, and Mela Mikri Kal Vadai, since there are four other Svekos, Bishas Leda. Is he a child in Yanachala? Is he a Bechor? Is he Karov? So since we're Machriya, those Sveikos based off Rov Bilos Acharav, so may Le'inyan this Din Vadai of Kal, we're Machriya as well.
But initially, why would those be able to rely on Rov and this not? I mean, why initially?
Because those never have the requirement of Vadai. Yeah.
I was just wondering, the Kivyeger's mechanism, is it that, does he think that the robe is, let's say, being nefach, is for the heter, not a physical way, but mamish, and therefore once I already do it for one area of halacha, obviously I have to treat it as if it's a bechor slash an animal that's kind of mice. That's the way we're treating physically as that type of object. Or is he saying that no, once, like the way you formulated before, maybe it's that if we use robe, then we have to keep on using robe. You can't just say that in certain areas.
Is it a consistency issue, or like
once we already establish it as that, as an object?
Seems like once we establish it as that, that's what it is. It seems like it's mikoach robe as a birur. Once, if you can't invoke Rove yet, then Rove's not sufficient. But if you did already invoke Rove, then Rove works definitively and conclusively.
Yeah.
That's what it seems. Shmuel.
The Gemara, or I didn't see the Gemara, but it doesn't seem that it's...
So you didn't see the Gemara, so why don't you check it out and then ask?
Because based on how you beautifully explain the Gemara, it's not seen that it's between whether or not this is a case where you have Bahriya based on...
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't bring that up, but that's every Kivyager's way of reading all this back into the Gemara.
Yeah, but...
That's why he's a huge chiddush, because it's not there.
I'm saying, let's say you don't have to be
machriya. So he would say, in a case where you need vada and you have no other way of being machriya, so you don't have it.
So then, what did the Gemara have to say that?
No, he's saying it's implicit in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say a lot of things.
No, but I'm saying that's what the case is. Maybe it's what the case is.
No, he's saying all of these cases are cases where this happens. He's not reinterpreting the case.
Why is that true?
Because you have a latest hastafik b'shas leida. You have a latest hastafik of sheretz b'shas arabim.
No, but I'm saying in terms of the machlokes asuros, you've got the case where they're all of vaday asur to eat, but still has a suffik that
I understand. You could, even in our case, I don't know, in our case, you could construct a suffik le'inyan davar acher also, I think. But that's not the Rekiv Yeager's learning, at least in this answer.
That's an addition. No reason to edit their case. In our case, you could explain it as a simple case of, yeah,
nothing
different is going on.
Ricky Vigor has two cases. He wants to know what the distinction is. He's just saying, there, you have other, you're invoking Rove, Lagabi, other Dinim. Here, you can't invoke Rove for anything else.
Even though there are cases where you don't have to invoke Rove for
Which? Which where? He's asking a case from Suffolk to Mishas Arabin.
Right, from that case. If you have not trusted one Pesach Kala.
One kosher, yeah.
They're all asertim, no suffix.
Okay.
But you solve the.
That's not suffix to my brishus or rabim.
Of course it is. Why not?
He wants to know about linyan. Rosh Buchal is not metame.
Right, I know. That's why you don't have to be mafriya in terms of machlokes asuros. You have to be mafriya only in terms of suffix to my brishus or rabim.
It's not suffix to my, it's vaday to my.
Why? You have not trusted me, wine.
And you're not sure whether you touched the basr buchal of, whether you touched.
Yeah, I mean, what's the other case? You have not trusted me, wine.
And, no, well, something that's tar.
Yeah, okay, so instead of saying something that's tar, it's something that's supposed to be
a color. No, but it's a tar, it's something, I don't know.
Does the Gemara say that?
What?
Does the Gemara say it's not trusted in one other thing? Or
yeah, oh, here it's tesh ratzim v'chad svardaya.
So, did he decide that, or does the Gemara say that?
No, that's the Tosefta's case. He's giving the interpretation. That's the case.
Oh, the Tosefta simply says that it's one tr-
yeah.
Not trusted in one tr-
yeah. Yeah. Tosefta perakei of taros. Al-Khatas.
Which of those are you like? Sorry.
Seems like your tzvardeya is not metame. I don't know, are you allowed to eat a tzvardeya? I don't know. What?
Not metame the same amount.
I don't know. Either that's I think it's fine. I don't think it's not reading more into the case.
No, so then I'm just understanding. Where are you being machriya in terms of machlas asuros? Which one are you allowed to eat? But rule says you can't eat.
The shiloh is the shear. Now the nafkaminas are you loke bechadasa or not? So since they have different shiurim le'inyan malchus, so then you're already machriya b'rov based off that. Good. Then Rekiv Yeager has this another chiluk to mechalik between when the latest hasafik happened. That's not really so important for us. But his point is that in Safik Tum B'Shas Arabim, the latest HaSafik happens immediately B'Shas Negiya. So the moment you touch the Chefetz and you're not sure what it is, then the Rove goes into effect. So since the Rove goes into effect immediately, so then you'll say that the Rove works. Whereas in Tafat Zecha Min HaMinuyim, so the Safik is, you're using the Rove after the Safik was already created. The suffix was created b'shah that it jumps back into the deer, and you need to be somich on the robe every time another sack comes out of the pen. So since you can't invoke the robe immediately b'shah leidas ha-suffix, so he thinks that you can't be somich on it le'inyan vaday. So I'll call upon him, according to Rekiv Yeager, you have two different kinds. Well, you have some roofs that function as vadai. The shaila is, does that roof ever get off the ground? But when the roof does get off the ground, so it's going to be machriya b'toras vadai, and since it's machriya b'toras vadai le'inyan halacha A, it'll go into effect with respect to halacha B, even though halacha B itself doesn't allow you to be somech on roof. That's the analysis of Riki Veger. The Shev Shmaitza has the exact opposite perspective. The Shmaitza in, Shmaitza Beis, Simin Tesvav. So he argues that the whole halacha of Kol Deparish, Midruba Parish, is only a din safek. And whenever we're invoking rov of Deparish Min Arov, we could only use it to get you a din safek. This is much closer to the Tosa Rush. V'tirtu mishum de kol deparish miruba parish eino vadai. V'atora amra asiri vadai v'lo asiri safek. V'haynu de afal gav de anu holchin basar deparish miruba parish. Bein lahakel bein lahachmer. Eina ela mitzad halacha. Aval eina vadai. It's an allowance that the Torah tells you, even though there's a suffix, you could be samech on it, but it's never going to be a din vadai. So then he goes on. That's how he explains these. That's how he explains our Gemara. That's how he wants to explain the Gemara in Kiddushin. Vim kein hu adin b'mamzer. The Torah amar mamzer vadai v'lo mamzer suffix. So since rov itself is only suffix, so maybe you're never going to be able to use rov to get you mamzer vadai, because rov itself is only a suffix. But then he goes on to say that there are really two different kinds of roves. The rove of the safek is called the parish midruba parish. But a ruba de lesa kaman, which is a rove based off svara, means there's a certain reason or a logic to assume that things go this way. So ruba de lesa kaman, which is a logical and intuitive rove, what he calls a rove min asvara. So then we're going to say it's a din vadai. So that's the analysis of the Shmaitza, and it's the exact opposite of Rikivi Iger in terms of whether you assume that a Kol Deparish Midruba Parish is going to get you a Din Vadai or only a Din Safek. Perhaps parallel to this whole discussion of what Rov can create, you have to ask whether or not Rov itself can create its own status. I mean, forget about rov as a birur or rov as a hanhaga that the halacha allows you to act a certain way. The question is, what power does rov have to transform one thing into another? So generally, when you're samech on rov, you're samech on rov to mevatel and iser into heter. What about the opposite case? Can you invoke rov to mevatel a heter into an iser? What? Shabbat Chanan in Kovit Tzaros Simen Nuntes. So you quote Reb Chaim as asking whether or not there's like a chalos of Rov. And he quotes Machlokes Rishonim between the Ramban and Tosos. The Ramban argues that Heter is never Mispatel Be'isr. Ramban. Heter is never Mispatel Be'isr. Why? Maybe you'll see like the Rush. The din of bittul berov is that the Torah allows you to operate beheter, even though you know there's iser here. So that's not going to tell you that you could operate beiser when there's heter here. Bittul berov works as an allowance. But Tosos argues that no, you could say that the heter could turn into nepach heter leiser. So if that's the case, then you'll say that no, the Torah is being koveh that there's a din of rov, and rov has transformative power bein leheter, bein leiser. Because now you just view the entire thing as whatever the rov determines it to be.
Who says that?
That's a bachanan in Kovitz Aros Simen and Tess. And you have a parallel discussion, like within Mikvos and other areas. I think the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Me'ilah discusses this. Perek Zayin Alachavav. Could you ever use Bittul Barov l'hashlim a certain shir? Could I say that since this is Bittul Barov l'inyan the Heter v'Isser? So Huadin, let's say that the Mayim Shuvim are now batel into the main mikvah to create a shear. In other areas of Lach, I need a certain shear of, let's say I need a shear of Machalos Asuros. So if I hold that, the heter could be misbatel be'isr, so do I say that now that heter could contribute to the shear of the Machalos Asuros as well? That's part of the Dian in Kovitz Aros. So see, that's machlokas as to how you want to view Rov. If you think that Rov has creative powers, then you would say it could go both ways. If not, then it's just the way that Torah allows you to be manig, then you may very well limit it to heter. Yeah, I think it's a corollary. Yeah. I think Abul Khan discusses both of them there.
Who's the Lushidu argument closest that doesn't?
Ramban. I think one's in Yevamos and one might be in Kiddushin. But they're both quoted in, what?
Where is Mishnah Melech?
Mishnah Melech is in Me'ila Zayin Vav.
What did Mishnah Melech say?
So he has a shayla, he discusses there whether or not you could be habitual in an shirun. Does it contribute to the shir of the Yisr? So that's our discussion for Asuri Vada Ebulah Asuri Safik. We'll take a 5-minute break and we'll pick up with Rabbi Yochanan.